Blog Talk Radio.
A year ago, my life had collapsed around me. I'd worked myself into exhaustion. My father died suddenly, and my relationships were in turmoil. Little did I know at the time, out of my greatest despair was to come the greatest gift.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, November the 18th, and you are tuned into Step Into Your Power with Fianna, and I am your host, Fianna Sharon Huff. Today's topic of conversation is plus is sexy. That's right, I said it. Plus is sexy. I don't too often use that word, but it truly fits today's show focus as it relates to plus-size women feeling and owning their beautiful curves and voluptuous physique. It makes me think about comedian and award-winning actress Monique, who starred in the movie Fat Girls. She played the leading role of a character who worked at a clothing store which sold sexy clothes for skinny women and not so pleasing to the fashionista eye clothing for thick women. Monique's character loved doing and wearing sexy clothes and oftentimes had to make her own clothes because she couldn't find her style in the stores at an affordable price. During the course of the movie, she was inspired to create her own clothing line, and at Fusion, she launched Thick Madame. This movie reminds me so much of Danielle Cosby. Danielle had the same issue and found her solution in plus and sexy fashions. And she is my fabulous guest this morning and the inspiration for this show. So let's welcome Danielle to the show and get the conversation started. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. How are you?
I am blessed. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. So tell me, what was the inspiration behind creating Plus is Sexy Fashions?
Well, actually, the name of my business, Plus Sexy Fashions,
right.
The inspiration behind it came from the fact, you know, having kids, and I'm going to go a little deep. Well, I couldn't, you know, getting C-sections and, you know, couldn't come my period, gaining weight and fluctuating through my weight. It was a struggle for me to go into stores to find things that are flattering to my size. So that being said, you know, everyone always told me, oh, you look good to be a big girl. You look dumb. I know I am plus sexy. You know, don't tell me I'm a woman first. You understand what I'm saying? So
right.
That was my inspiration to starting this journey of feeling and looking sexy, even though I have a little bit more than others.
And so when actually did you begin the process of creating the line, and what did that entail?
2009, actually March of 2009, after I had my second daughter, I was really struggling with finding different businesses that carry my size. So I did my own research. I went to different boutiques. I searched online, and I found out if I did find anything my size, it was very, very expensive. So what I did was, I am right now still a wholesaler, but my dream is to have my own line, and I should have my own line within another year. That's where I'm at right now.
Okay, and where is your clothing? So I believe it's in Crush Boutique.
Boutique Crush. See, I had a lot of shows. I've done it in lounges and everything. And I met this girl named Keisha through my husband off the ship. And her husband came to my show, Keisha and Tony Porter, and they seen my clothes on the floor. And they was like, I need your clothes in my store. So, actually, I'm featured in their store, Boutique Crush, in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
How did that make you feel with them seeing your the clothing and embracing it, and then of course wanting it to be in their boutique?
It made me feel great because they told me it was hard for them to find real plus size clothing. Every time a big girl came in, they couldn't really fit their big girl clothing. You know, it was junior plus. And when I got my clothes in there and I started seeing, like, having my own plus size models come in, try on my clothes and looking fabulous, you know, it made a skinny girl want to come in there and be like, oh, I want that. So that's how it made me feel.
And you had a model recently in a show that Keisha put on through the Virginia Fashion Coalition, which I was there. How did it make you feel to see your model donning the clothes on the catwalk?
All I can say is she did her thing, and that's true plus sexiness. She did her thing. In the words of Danielle Cosby, she did that.
I was actually sitting on the left side as it came down, and you actually wound up doing your own runway when you took the mic and kind of explained, you know, what the line was about, and you went down, and you didn't see me, but when we had our conversation before the show, I just laughed about it because I said, oh, yeah, you did your thing, Danielle.
Like, I'm not a model or anything, but right. I just want people to know that just because you're plus size, that doesn't mean you can't be sexy as well. You know, I'm just saying, because, you know, although all the other models did well, I feel like when my model came out there, she owned the stage. You know, the concept was about women that can wear a black dress any different ways. And when she went on there those two times, she rocked it. And she looked sexy, she felt sexy, and she promoted my business really well.
She absolutely did. I wanted to be plus sexy.
No. You plus skinny. Well, you can't be plus sexy. You plus skinny. I'm gonna let you have that.
But you know,
but that's
funny
though. It's a lot of skinny girls do that. They come at me like, oh, I wanna be plus size. No. See, I can show you how to work it being plus sexy. But I'm going to let y'all be plus 10 for a moment.
Well, you know, just the confidence that your model exuded, and even yourself. And, you know, we first met at a sipping shop a few months back.
Mm-hmm.
And your energy, your confidence just radiated as we were sitting down and conversating and then getting up to look around. And, of course, I did some shopping.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what drew me to you, because of your confidence. And I think that it starts within, you know, with any woman, but in terms of this being the conversation of plus women, it's just really owning who you are from the inside and loving all of you, you know, like I said, the voluptuous curves and all. So I appreciate, you know, just your energy, because that's what other women need to feel for themselves. So I really, really, truly appreciate you. You are just a light when you walk into the room and see you. What would you say is your method to stepping into your power? Because, of course, you know, that's the name of the show. And I always want to hear from my guests and see, how do you step into your power? How does Danielle step into her power?
Okay. How I step into my power is, like, going back to what you said about confidence. Yeah, I have confidence, and it's real confidence. However, my struggle is to maintain that confidence. And that what keeps me going. When I see other females that don't want to dress sexy because they feel like, well, I'm big, what's the point? I'm like, girl, you better do it. Because if you don't think you look sexy, no one else is going to think you're sexy. So that's, you know, my power, going and look at my own insecurities, even though, because I feel like you could be confident and insecure at the same time, but you have to push through it. So that's how I feel about that.
And so how do you push through it? You know, is it just constant self-talk? Is it reading? You know, is there anything that you read or you listen to that helps you to keep the confidence going, to keep moving, to keep looking at yourself in the mirror and saying that you're beautiful and all those things?
Well, I surround myself with people that have the same goals as I have. And when I feel like I'm down and my confidence is running out, I look towards the people that are right there that's trying to do the same thing, skinny or not skinny. And they make me feel like I wouldn't ask you here if I didn't think you had, you know, the power to do what you need to do. So that would get me motivated to stay confident. And my kids and my husband, you know, because my husband didn't meet me as this big girl that I am right now. But he maintained in loving me, and that helped me so much so than having my own, you know, own clothing line, having anything else. That would help me the most.
It's support. I remember when we were having, you know, the conversation again prior to the show, and you said, you two together are John Peace. I just died.
Can you say that one more again?
I said, you said that together you and your husband are a John Peace, and I just immediately started laughing because, again, that's the confidence, and, you know, again, that's what radiates about you. You know, he loves with it all, and I tell you, you truly rock it. You truly rock it. Have you ever had women to come up to you and compliment what you were wearing and then ask you where did you get it from? Much like in the movie with Monique?
Yes, I have a lot of people do that. It's funny, and this is going to sound real funny. It's mostly skinny people. people that's not plus sexy come to me and be like, where you get that from? I'm like, they were like, can you take me shopping? I'm like, I'm going to need you to sit down. You got, like, tons of stores. But it's the fact of how I wear what I wear. And when people come to me and say, where you get that from? Or, honestly, I have stuff that I had for years. It's just that I knew how to reinvent it. And because of my confidence, it made it look like it came out yesterday. So I did have a lot of people come up to me and ask me that. Where'd you get that from? Oh, I got it from Boutique Crush, or I got it from Plus Sexy Fashion. You know, that's how I do it.
How do you put a plus sexy ensemble together? What are some fashion?
What I do is, depending on your weight or your sassy leg, I have more of a midsection. So I have to dress to my size. And the way I put my pieces together is, like, my new thing now is wearing skirts over my stomach versus under my stomach. So, honestly, when you wear the skirt over your stomach and wear a nice blouse tucked in or a nice jacket, actually it takes away from your stomach. And I noticed that recently. And a lot of people are saying, you look like you slimming down. I said, that's a figment of your imagination. So it's the illusion that I don't have a big stomach. But, you know, when I noticed, because I used to shy away from skirts, you know, after I had my kids. But when I noticed when I tuck in a nice blouse into the skirt, and rise it up and make it look like a style. If you look on my Facebook, you know, it compliments me. So that's how I do one of the styles I do.
Okay. Do you believe that accessories make the outfit?
Yes, I do, but I also think the woman makes the outfit, because there's been plenty of times I ran out the house without my rings, because I feel naked without my rings and necklace and earrings. But a lot of times I ran out this house with nothing but the nice clothes I had on. But it was the woman in the outfit that made the whole ensemble.
Okay. Yeah, are there any plus sexy women who are in the fashion world that you look to, or you know, what is your fashion inspiration?
Well, I have a couple, which was the first one was Queen Latifah. When I seen her years ago when I was younger and seeing how plush she was, and I'm like, she is so cute to be, you know, a plus-size woman. She's really pretty. And then over time when I started seeing Monique, she owned that she was plus-size. You know, and that's why those were my two inspirations, you know, behind being plus sexy.
Yeah, I absolutely see, when I see you, I definitely see Monique, because you all have to meet. Monique, if you're out there listening to my show, call me now. I get a phone call. I definitely see that. What words of encouragement, you know, would you have for anyone listening in terms of owning their sexiness and really creating their own sexiness?
Can you repeat that question one more time?
What advice would you have for basically, you know, owning and creating your own sexiness as a plus size woman?
What I've learned through myself is it doesn't matter what other people have on or what the new style is today. Make your own style. That's how you will stand out. And one thing I learned from a specific person on the show November 9th, Patricia, Always a Lady, women are beautiful. If it doesn't match, wear it. And it's funny she said that, because a lot of times I put stuff together, I'm like, this might not look right, but I'm going to wear it. And I get a lot of great response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Actually, that's one of the sentences that I wrote down, because I was taking notes. I was thinking that. So, shout out to Patricia, Always a Lady.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, they did an amazing job, by the way. And like I said, your model. And what was your model's name?
Her name is Sharita Lilly.
She was amazing, because you had introduced me to her prior to the fashion show beginning, and then, you know, she looked amazing, beautiful, and confident in just, you know, the simple T-shirt and pants that she had on. But then when she stepped to the runway,
mm-hmm.
Woo, it was strictly business. It was strictly
right.
Business. And she rocked it. She owned it. The confidence exuded from her pores. And then when she came out a second time, and then, of course, when all the models came, She just really worked it. I kid you not. I want to be plus sexy.
But everybody said that. I was like, oh, no. I've been struggling this long. We got skinny girls. Oh, no. Sit down, y'all skinny girls. Uh-uh. It's not that deep.
I think, I just continue to say, it's the loving yourself that's really important. Are there any things that you read, and this is, you know, not a fashion question so much, but just things that you read on a daily basis or listen to that keep you empowered and inspired?
Well,
just about life.
To be honest with you, I read the Torah, which is, you know, people will say the Old Testament. That being said, I also do research on, you know, I love people, but I do research on our people. in that we, as black women, we are queens, queens first. And I really had to get in touch with that. And as of 4 years ago, you know, when I was doing my research on who we are as a people and everything, I noticed that everybody came to us, us as black women, and seeing in culture and artifacts that we had different shapes. Even though they try to say that United States have the highest rate of obesity and everything like that, when you look at the sculptures and everything, we always had hips. We always had, you know, a little bit more than other cultures. And, you know, back in slavery, they took that away from us, letting us think that we're not beautiful, we're not sexy. But if you do your research, you know, the women that wore those dresses and it looked like they had a big bum on with the dresses on, that was inspired by black women that have, that are very shapely. And that what, that's what inspired me to feel like you are sexy. Regardless of what size you are, regardless of what you're going through, your challenges are of being plus size, because I do promote being healthy as well. And I don't eat certain things. I don't eat pork. I don't eat other things as well, but I try to maintain, you know, the weight that I am and still feel sexy at the same time, because everyone is not going to be the same weight regardless of how small you can get. And everybody is not meant to be that skinny either.
Right.
So that's what I read, you know, and I do, I love to look at a lot of documentaries on our people and our struggles and, you know, how strong we are, and our black men, and especially our black women. We need to stick together and love each other and show each other that you are beautiful regardless of what size you are, regardless of what the industry say, what is sexy. Because now sexy, as far as for plus-size women, you just, if you have a little bit of curves, then you're sexy. But what about the women that have stomach? What about the women that struggle with having a whole bunch of hips and can't really find anything? Or, you know, it's just, we're just shaped differently, and we just need to love ourselves as a people.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. What are your favorite colors? Like, you know, what colors complement your skin tone?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. My husband noticed I don't have a favorite color. I will wear any color.
Okay.
It's just the way you wear your color. You know, even from the yellows to the oranges, it's the way you wear it. You can wear a, if you're wearing bright colors and you're plus size, make sure it's fitted. Like, say, for instance, you're wearing some jeans, and you know how usually women, there are some women that are plus size, they want to wear big tops. No, you wear a fitted top, so you won't look as big or as bigger, if that makes any sense.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Skin, it's, and you know, one of the things also that Patricia mentioned, I think someone asked a question about spandex and things of that nature, and she said it's in how you wear it, you know, with colors as well as, you know, with clothing. It's all in how you wear it.
Right, right. And for a plus-size woman, that is the first thing. It's how you wear everything. You could wear, what is the color that people don't, that like, they like the chaffron? If you could give me a color.
You said a what?
I said, what is the color that people like to shy away from?
I would say anything fluorescent, like yellow, pink.
Yes. Those are the main colors. And for a plus sexy person, you have to be real careful of looking like Big Bird and and whatever else. Yes. And that's, I know she was saying it for every woman, but we really, you know, these days and times, color is the thing. But you still have to be careful depending on your body structure and how you wear things. If you want to wear a top that is really bright, don't wear a skirt or pants that's really bright, unless it's a dress, and then you undertone that with a darker jacket or darker accessories, darker shoes, you know, or darker belt.
And that is the fashion tip for the week. So now we are coming close to the conclusion of the show. How can people get in touch with you and
well,
be able to post our suggestions? Yes?
Well, like I said, my clothes is featured at Boutique Crush, 5300 Kemp River Drive, Suite 116, Virginia Beach, Virginia. And or you can call me at 757-580-2293. You can Facebook me, Danielle Easley, E-A-S-L-E-Y, dash Cosby, C-O-S-B-Y. And or you can Instagram me, Fashions by Miss Cosby. Anytime. I'm a domestic engineer, which means I work from home. So that's how you can reach me.
Awesome. I love it. So if you all are listening, I hope you caught that. But we'll make sure that we put it on the Steps Into Your Power Facebook page as well as on the event page so you can make sure that you grab that information. I really appreciate you being on the show. You gave some really good insight and information. You're hilarious. I mean, I love you because you have such a bubbly personality. And again, it's about, you know, owning and stepping into your power, you know, with your confidence and with your wardrobe. I love clothes. I love fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell the same thing about you. It was great seeing you at the fashion expo and seeing your table and all your wonderful accessories and your model. So definitely shout out to Sharita, correct?
Yes, Sharita Lilly.
Yes, definitely shout out to her and to your clothing line. I look forward to seeing what it will transition into. I want to be the first person sitting at the fashion show when it happens. Is there anywhere that you're going to be in terms of any fashion shows, any up and coming fashion shows, or model calls, anything going on?
Not as of yet. Not at this moment. Since we just finished with this show, we're going to see what's next. And with my business alone, I'm going to see what's next. So if we have anything coming up, I will make sure I forward it to you.
Well, again, thank you for being on the show. And thank you all for listening to Steps Into Your Power with Bianna. I am your host, Bianna Sarnhoff. Tune in next week. We have a very important show. That's going to be talking about good touch, bad touch as it relates to our children. So definitely stay tuned. Have a wonderful and blessed remainder of the week.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.